بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه. This is our 21st session, our 21st class from Medina Book 1. And today, بإذن الله تعالى, we would like to do lesson 13. But before we do that, we have something remaining. Two exercises from lesson number 12. So we're going to do those two exercises first. And after we complete those exercises, we're going to go to the new lesson. Before we do those exercises, just quickly, I just want to mention a couple of points that we went over while we were waiting for the Iqama. In the last lesson, we dealt with a number of things related to the feminine gender. Okay? And from amongst those things, the three most important of them that we dealt with is al-ism al-mawsool, the feminine form, singular form for the relative pronoun. Al-ladhi, the feminine of it, is al-lati. Okay? And we said that al-ladhi and al-lati, they mean, it's translated as who or which. If you're talking about a person, you say who. Alright? Al-imamu alladhi yusalli fi masjid ikhwa. The imam who alladhi yusalli leads the prayers in masjid ikhwa. Okay? If you're talking about a thing, then you say alladhi means which. Al-kitab alladhi على المكتب, the book which is on the desk or table. Okay, second thing that we talked about was the pronouns, the dhamir. Walaykum salam. The possessive pronoun when it's connected to a noun, as well as the independent pronoun when it's not connected. And we said that previously we had anta for second person masculine singular, and in the last lesson we had the feminine form for that, which is anti. Anta, anti. And the possessive pronoun corresponding to that, we said for the masculine is ka, and for the feminine is ki. Right? So you say qalamuka wa qalamuki. Hanif. Hanif needs some help. Can somebody help Hanif upstairs? Alright? We said anta and anti. The possessive pronouns that correspond to that is ka and ki. Ka and ki. And for emphasis, we said we can use the double pronoun. We can say hadha kitabuka anta. Or hadha kitabuki anti. We said for emphasis, we can use the double pronoun. Although those two pronouns, the separate and the connected pronoun, they have the same meaning. And the last thing that we talked about was the isnad of the verb for the feminine third person singular. We said masculine, zahaba, he went. Feminine, zahabat, she went. So you say huwa kharaja, hiya kharajat. Naam, naam, she went out. Alright, so we had this. These are things related to the feminine gender, and as we go along, we'll also be dealing with, at this time, we'll add to these matters the plurals for different things related to plurals, verb forms, pronouns, relative pronouns, and so on. Somebody's cell phone looks like it's ringing. All right? Okay, any question? Before we complete the exercise and go to the new lesson. The lesson today, inshallah, is going to be lesson 13. I hope you receive my reminders, homework assignments, and things like that, because this is the midway of this book one. Lesson 13, and it's a critical point in the book, And it's a lesson that you have to work hard at and master it well. It's very, very important, and you have to put some work in. It's a long lesson. It's divided into three parts, A, B, and C. So we're going to take one part A first, and when we finish that, we'll do part B, and when we finish that, we'll do part 3. It's almost like as though it is three lessons, but they're all connected. So it's one lesson, lesson 13, but it's in three parts. Each part has a key. There's a key to part A, and a key to part B, and a key to part C. And each part has, yani, also a dialogue, and has questions related. Alright, so it's like three parts, or three lessons, but it's actually one lesson. Okay, so lesson 13, before we go to lesson 13, we're going to finish lesson 12. That means the exercises that we didn't do from lesson 12, we're going to finish them now. Alright, so we had completed the discussion of exercise number 4, and we're going to start today with exercise number 5 from lesson 12 on page 66. Arabic text, book 1, page 66, exercise number 5. By the way, we also mentioned before the Salat, if anybody missed it, we mentioned what is here in exercise number 4, which is not really an exercise that you have to do, but it's a note. Okay, that was the last thing that we did last week. It says, تَأَمَّلْ مَا يَلِي. Yani study, reflect upon, contemplate what follows. The verb form جَلَسَتْ followed by the noun الطَّالِبَةُ. جَلَسَتْ followed by الطَّالِبَةُ. The reading of it should be read جَلَسَتِ الطَّالِبَةُ. Yani the sukoon on جَلَسَتْ, last letter ta, the sukoon should be pronounced with kasra. And the reason for this is what? Why do we have to change the sukoon to kasra? Because what? Double sukoon. Now, what did you say? Iltiqa sakinain. Double sukoon. Okay? Because the sukoon on the last letter and the sukoon on the first letter, back to back, is not allowed. In between them is Hamzatul Wasl, which only means join what's before to what's after it. That means two sukoons are meeting, and we don't allow this, so we make the last letter of the verb form for the feminine third person singular. Jalasat. We pronounce it with kasra. Jalasati. Alright, so that was the last thing that we mentioned, or that was the last note that we did last week. And now we're going to do exercise number 5. Exercise number 6, and go on to lesson 13. Exercise number 5 says, اقرأ الجملة الآتية. اقرأ الجملة الآتية. What does this mean? Read the following sentences. Read the sentences, the following sentences. Read them. Okay, so this is a reading exercise, and this exercise is related to the relative pronoun. Which relative pronoun are we talking about here? الذي, which we had before, and التي, which we had in this lesson. الذي and التي, which means who, or it means which, depending on if you're talking about a person or a thing. Who or which. Alright, so we're going to read for pronunciation, and we're going to read for comprehension, translation, and we're going to also read to note how الذي is used and how التي is used. Okay, who'll take the first one? Naam, Ahmed. Watch yourselves, brother. Let him pass through. Naam, read it one more time for us. Ma'alish.
من الفتى الذي خرج من بيتك الآن وابن عمي.
طيب من what?
بيتك.
من بيتك أو من
بيتك أو من بيتك
من بيتك. Why is it من بيتك and not بيتك يا أحمد؟ Because من حرف جر makes بيت مجرور with كسرة من بيتك. You got that, Daoud? من بيتك, right? You know what page we're on? Help him, please. 66. طيب. من الفتى. Why is it men? Why is men الفتى pronounced من الفتى? Because the same reason that we just talked about with kharajat, iltiqa sakinain. Men is originally written with sukoon and is followed by al-fata, right? Which is hamzatul wasl. So we can't have two sukoons back to back, so we vowelize the noon of men, it becomes a kasra. Men al-fata. Remember, if the word is men with fata, you put kasra on the sukoon. If it's min with kasra, you put fatha on the sukoon. Okay, these two words, men with fatha and min with kasra, take the opposite vowel on that sukoon of the noon. All right? There are two words that are almost the same, right? Men and min. Okay? We have this word, men, and we have this word, min. Men means who, and min means from, right? Both of them are written with sukoon. But if they're followed by hamzatul wasl, for example in alif lam, or any hamzatul wasl, and you have back-to-back sakinain, you have to vowelize this noon. In the word that is written with fatha, you put a kasra, opposite vowel. In the word that's written with kasra, you put fatha, opposite vowel. Okay, the word that's written, the one that's written with kasra, you put fatha. The one that's written with fatha, you put kasra, opposite vowel. Okay, that's just something to help you to remember which vowel you want to put on the noon, sakina, the noon with sukoon. You might not remember which vowel to use. So this one is easy. Men and min, use the opposite vowel. Men has fatha, put kasra. Min has kasra, you put fatha. Got it, Hamza?
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Got it, Daoud? Huh? Got it? Would you like to come up to the board and explain it to us? No? Okay, no problem. طيب, what does this sentence mean? مَنَ الْفَتَى أَلَّذِي خَرَجَ مِن بَيْتِكَ الْآنَ. What does it mean?
Who's the young man who left out from your house just now?
Who's the young man that left out of your house just now? هُوَ ابْنُ عَمِّي. What does it mean? He is the son of my uncle. What kind of uncle is this? Maternal or paternal?
Paternal.
Paternal means what? He is your
father's brother.
Huwa ibnu ammi. What's the feminine of am?
Amma.
Naam. Ammatun. Naam. طيب, sentence number two. Who takes it? Naam. Fadlu Ibrahim.
Ya Muhammad.
Give us the answer.
Hiya bintu khalati.
Naam. Tayyib. Man al-fatatu allati, man al-fatatu allati kharajat min baytika al-ana, ya Muhammad. Why is it ya Muhammad and not ya Muhammadun?
Ya Nida.
Originally, masculine proper nouns take tanween. So Muhammadun is normally written with tanween. But here, because of ya and nida, the vocative ya, when you're calling out to somebody saying ya, trying to get somebody's attention, this takes away the tanween and makes it a single dhamma. So what does it mean? What's this question mean? Man al-fatatu allati kharajat min baytika al-ana ya Muhammad?
Who's the girl which left from your house now, ya Muhammad?
Who is the young girl who left from your house just now, ya Muhammad? And the answer?
She is the daughter of my aunt.
Hiya bintu khalati. My aunt. Khalati. Khala means aunt, right? Which kind of aunt is this? Maternal aunt. And how do you say the other aunt? Paternal.
Tayyib.
All right. Question number sentence number three. Who wants to, number three? Who wants to read number three? Fadl, Bilal. جيد. لمن, what does this mean? For who? Who does it belong to? المفتاح means what?
The key.
The key. To whom belongs the key? الذي على المكتب. Which? الذي here means which, right? Because it's referring to a thing. Which is on the table. هو للمدرس, meaning it belongs to the teacher. It is for the teacher. It belongs to the teacher. هو للمدرس. Remember, this word للمدرس is originally لي, which is حرف جر, preposition, right? And أل مدرس. But the ألف of أل مدرس is deleted. Why? Because any word that begins with ألف لام, when you use the preposition, this particular preposition, لي with it, you don't write the aleph of Hamzatul Wasl. You don't write it. Okay, you just delete it. Naam. So you don't say li al mudarrisi. You say what? Lil mudarrisi. Liman al miftahu alladhi ala al maktabi huwa lil mudarrisi. All right, number four. Anybody else didn't read yet? Naam, Najmuddin. Now, and the answer, the jawab?
أختي.
نعم. لمن الساعة التي على السرير؟ لمن الساعة التي على السرير؟ هي لزوجي أختي. Okay, what is the meaning of لمن الساعة؟ نعم. For whom is this watch? Who does the watch belong to? Which watch? التي على السرير. Which is on the bed. نعم. السرير is bed. What is chair? كرسي. What is table? مكتب. جيد. What is house? And door. طيب. What about window? نافذة. نافذة. Okay, to whom belongs the watch which is on the bed? هي لزوجي أختي. What does this mean?
It is for my sister's husband.
It is for the husband of my sister, or my sister's husband. It belongs to my sister's husband. زوجي أختي. لي حرف جا زوجي مجرور. أختي مضاف إليه. And يا المتكلم, here is the possessive pronoun. أختي, my أخت. جيد. طيب, this is الذي and التي. Okay, exercise number 6, the last exercise of this lesson. أكمل الجملة الآتية. What does this mean? أكمل.
Make perfect.
Make perfect, complete. Huh? Kamal means something that's perfect or complete. Like you say, like Allah said in the Quran, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. Akmaltu. Today, I have completed or perfected for you your deen. Naam. أكمل الجملة الآتية. Complete the following sentences. بوضعي, by putting or placing, اسم موصول, a relative pronoun, a relative pronoun, مناسب, that is suitable or appropriate, either الذي or التي, في الفراغ. What does that mean? في faragi. What does al-farag mean? Empty place or empty space, or in the blank space. Naam. Biwada'i means by putting. Ismin mawsulin, a relative pronoun. What is ism mawsul? A relative pronoun. Masculine, alladhi. Feminine, allati. Plural, alladhina. Like ya yuhalladhina amanu. Tayyib. So we're going to put in the space and the blank between the first word and the words that follow. We're going to put in there either alladhi or allati. How are we going to know which one to use?
Look at the mubtada.
Okay, you're going to look at the mubtada, and then what? After you look at it, how is that going to help you?
It's going to show you the gender.
It's going to show you the gender. Is it masculine or feminine? If it's masculine, you have to use what?
Alladhi.
If it's feminine, you're going to use what? Allati. Simple? Type, who wants the first one? Please participate, Ya Daoud. Who wants to take the first one? Naam, Najmuddin. للمدرسي. طيب, read it one more time from the beginning. Is al-kitab masculine or feminine?
Al-kitab is
masculine. Masculine. طيب, مذكر. Go ahead.
الذي.
الكتاب الذي. على المكتب. للمدير. مدرسي. Okay, what does it mean? Anybody? Anybody, Dawood, you can tell us what it means if you like. Anybody?
The book that is on the table,
the book which is on the table belongs to the teacher. Okay, next page, page 67. Sentence number 2. Who wants it? Naam, Ibrahim. Page 67. Lesson 12. The end of the lesson, last page of the lesson. I'm sorry, right, Ibrahim.
I'm in the right place, huh?
Yeah. I'm just trying to make sure everybody's with us, that's all. Huh? We just turned the page. Yeah, so who's on the bottom of the page? We turn to the next page, 67. Naam. Al-Qalam, go ahead.
Okay. Al-Qalam al-Ladhi fi maqibati maqsooru.
Run with tanween. Naam. Al-qalamu alladhi fi haqibati maqsoorun. What does it mean?
The pen which is in my bag,
my haqiba, my briefcase or book bag or something, is broken. Al-qalam alladhi. Why are we using alladhi? Because Al-Qalam is Mudhakkar. Mudhakkar is masculine. Number 3. Naam, Ahmed.
Sayyaratu allati kharajat min al-mustashfa al-ana lil-tabib al-jadid.
Naam, al-ana what?
للطبيب الجديد.
نعم, للطبيب الجديد. السيارة التي. السيارة التي. Why did he say التي? Because السيارة is مؤنث, it's feminine. So you gotta use التي. السيارة التي خرجت. He didn't say خرجا, he said what? خرجت. That's the feminine form. Third person, feminine, singular. خرجت. من المستشفى. Why would it say من المستشفي? Because the word ends with alif maksura. And alif maksura, words that end with fatta alif, the ending don't change. The endings don't change because of prepositions or verbs or anything. This is called alif maksura. I think we had alif maksura in lesson 5, 5, 6, 7, 8. Lesson 8. Alif Maksura. Naam.
Words like Kaslanu and Jawanu and those words, when in the plural form, do they stay the same or they change?
They change in the plural form. Okay. Now. They change. We'll come to it, inshallah. Alright? السيارة التي خرجت من المستشفى. Not من المستشفي. مستشفى.
No,
it don't sound right. الآن للطبيب الجديد. So what does it mean?
The car which left from the hospital just now belongs to the new doctor.
Now, the car which just came out or left from the hospital just now belongs to the new doctor. الطبيب الجديد. And again, the same rule here. للطبيب. We don't write the alif in al fabib. We don't write the alif, right? Because the preposition li, whenever it's preceding the alif lam, which is the definite article, we don't have to write the alif. So we just write lil. But here we're not even pronouncing the lam, right? We're not saying lil fabibi, we're saying lip fabibi. Why? Lit and not lil. Why are we not pronouncing the lam? Because Ta is from Al-Huruf Al-Shamsiyya, the sun letters, the solar letters. Type number four. What's number four? Number four. We passed it?
No.
Oh, yeah, Naam. Number four, Naam, Sadiq. Maribun, nam. Al-kalb, al-ladhi. Al-kalb is what? Mudhakkar. Nam, the dog is mudhakkar. So we say al-ladhi. Al-kalb, al-ladhi, fil-hadiqati. Maribun. What does that mean? Huh? The whole sentence. Okay, the dog which is in the garden or the hadiqa means garden or park. Naam. Is marid, is sick. Naam. Type number five. Number five. Go ahead.
Okay. Al fatat alladhi kharaja min al masjid. Min al masjid al an.
Ibn al-Mu'adzin is mudaf ilayh.
Ibn
al-Mu'adzini. Mudaf ilayh is always majroor. Al-Fata. What does al-Fata mean?
The young man
or young boy. Al-Ladhi, masculine. Kharaja is also masculine. Min al-Masjidi. Al-Ana. Ibn al-Mu'adhini. What does it mean? The young boy?
Who?
When we talk about people, we say who. We talk about things, we say which. See, now we're even learning English now. Al-Fata al-Ladhi kharaja min al-Masjid al-Ana.
The young boy who left from the masjid now is the son of the Mu'adhin.
Naam, the young boy who left or came out of the masjid just now is the son of the Mu'adhin, the one who does the adhan. Type number six. Number six. Anybody want number six? It's free. Naam.
Tilka al-battatu allati tahta al-shajrati. What is this word? Labat libatu.
Li, harf ja, li. Bint.
Bint. Okay,
that's right. Naam. Tilka al-battatu. Al-batta is mu'annath. Right? Al-batta. Allati. What is al-batta? The duck. Allati tahta al-shajarati li bint al-fallahi. What does it mean? That, tilka, that, naam.
That duck which is under the tree belongs to the daughter of the farmer.
Naam, that duck. which is under the tree belongs to the daughter of the farmer. لِبِنْتِ الْفَلَّاحِ. تِلْكَ is the feminine of what? Ism Ishara. Which Ism Ishara is it the feminine of? Huh? ذَلِكَ. And that is used for what? Pointing to things which are بَعِيد, which are far. For things which are near, instead of تِلْكَ we say what? هَذِهِ. Instead of تِلْكَ we say هَذِهِ. And for things near, if it's masculine, we say what? هَذَا. هَذَا and هَذِهِ for near. ذَلِكَ and تِلْكَ for far. We had these a long time ago. I think we forgot these words. Huh? We didn't forget them, right? Alhamdulillah. All right, number 7. Who wants it? Naam, fadlu.
Al-baytu al-jadidu al-baytu al-jadidu al-ladhi fi dhali ذلك الشارع للوزير في ذلك الشارع لوزير
نعم البيت الجديد الذي. Why is it الذي here? Because بيت, not جديد, because بيت, because referring to بيت, the house which. What kind of house? The new house, but it's talking about house. The new house which في ذلك الشارع is in that street. للوزيري for the minister, belongs to the minister, the interior minister or the foreign minister or the finance minister. Which one? Any one of them. Now, go ahead. It's not the one in the church, that's for sure, right? Not the Baptist minister, huh? No.
See right here, fi dhalika.
Uh-huh.
I said ash-shari, it's majrur because of the fi, right?
He said ash-shari, but he wants to be sure. Why is it majrur ash-shari? Why is it? Huh? You said because of fi. Anybody wants to add to that or explain it or differ with him or say something? What? Fi is harf jar, right? And the object of fi is what? Is it ذَلِكَ or shari?
Shari.
ذَلِكَ.
Oh, that's
بَدَل. Shari is بَدَل. ذَلِكَ is ism ishara. It's ism ishara. And shari is بَدَل for it, so it has to take the same meaning as ذَلِكَ. ذَلِكَ is the object of the preposition. And sharia is bedel, so it also has to be majroor. Okay, ذَلِكَ doesn't change because mabniun, right? It's ishara, it's mabniun. But it's still in the place where it should be majroor. So the sharia, which is bedel for it, also has to be majroor. Fi ذَلِكَ الشَّارِعِ. Alright? Jayyid. This is good. He asked the question and he answered the question. Jayyid. Number 8. ثَمَانِيَ. Naam, Hanif. Oh, that's too far. We got that as 10.
What? I skipped one?
I think you skipped two. A dars.
A dars. A darsu. A ladi. Bahada. Hadi. A darsi. Sahun. Jidda.
طيب. الدرس is مذكر. So we have to use what? الذي. الدرس الذي بعد هذا الدرس. بعد هذا الدرس سهل جدا. What does it mean? The what? The lesson. الدرس. The lesson. الذي. Which? بعد هذا الدرس. After this lesson, سهل جدا is very easy. Now that is not exactly accurate, because the درس is after this درس is درس الثالث عشرة, and it is not سهل جدا. Don't be fooled by this statement here. It is not سهل جدا. What does سهل جدا mean? Very easy. On the contrary, it's sa'abun jiddan. It's very hard. Alright? But no problem. We will tackle it. Bismillah. And we will conquer it. Bi'idhnillah. Huh? Don't be afraid. Number nine. Number nine. Sabiq.
المدرسة
جيد الجواب answer
هي طالبة من مالي
ماليزيا ماليزيا three long vowels and one short vowel ماليزيا ماليزيا طيب من الفتاة الفتاة التي جلست أمام المدرسة هي طالبة من ماليزيا What does it mean من الفتاة التي Who is the young lady التي جلست Who sat In front of the female teacher. Who is that young lady? Hiya talibatun min Malaysia. She is a female student from Malaysia. Fayyib, al-fatat is feminine. Jalasat is feminine. Hiya is feminine. Talibatun is feminine. Naam. Fayyib, number 10. Fadda. Oh, you want to take it? I'm sorry. He said he'll give it to you, free. Say shukran, akhi.
Atika had cool.
Hakiba?
Hakiba. Yep. Alati. Al-Katab.
Al-Maktabi.
Al-Maktabi.
لك يا خالد التي تحت المكتب لك
which is under the table
for you does it belong to you يا خالد تلك الحقيبة is that bag which is underneath the table belonging to you does it belong to you يا خالد what's the answer الجواب help him a little bit somebody else take the answer لا هي لصديقي محمد هي لصديقي محمد What does that mean?
No,
it is for my friend. It belongs to my friend Muhammad. Okay, one question before we go finish this lesson. لا هي لصديقي محمد Why is محمد taking two كسرز? Why is it مجرور محمد? نعم لي صديقي محمد is really explaining who is صديقي so it's the same taking the same rule لي هو لمحمد who happens to be صديقي لي هو لمحمد no it belongs to محمد but who is محمد محمد is my صديقي my friend so he said لا هي لي صديقي who is my صديقي محمد طيب okay we have العم is أخو الأب and الخال is أخو الأم so عم and خال they are both what uncles but عم is your father's brother and khal is your mother's brother. And the opposite, feminine, al-ammatu and al-khalatu are your sisters, the sister of your father or the sister of your mother. Mustashfa al-wilada is the hospital for childbirth, or what they call it, maternity hospital. Al-falah is what? The farmer. Naam. Alright, this is the end of lesson 12, and it contains some important points related to the feminine gender, and it's incumbent upon you to review lesson 12 as we go on to 13 and 14 and 15, and as well review lesson 11 and 10, and go back and make sure you don't forget what we have already taken. Okay, now we want to go to lesson 13, which is a very big lesson. It's so long that they've divided it into three parts, part A, part B, and part C, and we're going to take it piece by piece. Each part has a key, and each part has a dialogue, and each part has questions. Alright, so let's take it piece by piece. You should have read the homework assignment, right? Which reminded you to complete the exercises that we had not done in class last week, which we just did, and to read part A of the key. Part A, not the whole key, part A, B, and C. Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. But I want you to concentrate, God, on part A of the key, of the new lesson, 13, on pages 33 and 36, paying careful attention to point 1 on page 33 and 34 related to sound plows and broken plows. This is what we're going to be dealing with in this lesson. Mainly, more than anything else, sound plows and broken plows. And what are they and what is the difference? After that, read the dialogue for part A, only the dialogue for part A, and then do exercises number 1 and 2 from part A. And listen to the audio for lesson 13, and please work hard every day on this lesson. Huh? Yeah, we're going to go to the English part. Okay, we're going to go to the English part. The English key in the back of the book on page 33. Okay, and the English part of this key is on page 33 and page 34 and page 35 and 36. All of that is the English key for part A of lesson 13. That's all we're going to deal with today. Just part A, inshallah. Okay, everybody has page 33, the English key in the back of the book. Page 33, English key. Now, we're talking about something here that is not that difficult to understand, but it will require memorization. In this lesson, we're going to deal with plurals, sound plurals, and broken plurals. Sound plurals are extremely easy. Broken plurals require memorization. There are so many wazns of broken plurals that in this lesson, even though it is very long, we will only be able to deal with not even half of them. We'll take 8, inshallah. I would suggest to you, as we go through part 1, part A, and part B, and part C, that you try to memorize these broken plurals thoroughly. Memorize them well. And memorize with each wazn, with each pattern, memorize some examples that fit into that pattern. Memorize the pattern, for example, full, and memorize with the pattern examples that go with it. Alright? Like we have up here for all, and we have an example, Najm or Nujum. Memorize the example, an example for each pattern. If you can memorize 2 or 3 examples for each pattern, that's better. If you memorize every week 3 patterns, when we do part A, part B, and part C, it's going to take us about 3 weeks. So, if you memorize at least 3 patterns with each week, inshallah, you'll have memorized them and memorized them well. If you can memorize more than 3, alhamdulillah, memorize 4, and next week 4, you'll be finished. Memorize 1 every other day, you can finish in 2 weeks easily. 8 patterns. If you don't start memorizing them immediately today, by the time we finish this lesson, you're going to find yourself in trouble. In trouble. Not with the police. You're going to be in trouble with your own self, because you're going to be busting yourself on the back of your head or kicking yourself somewhere saying, why didn't I listen? and memorize this day by day, little by little, from the beginning. If you do it like that, it's not difficult. Like I said, every other day, memorize one pattern. Every other day. Every day, memorize one pattern. Next day, just study it. The next day, take a new one and study it and review the old one. Take one day to memorize it well. Take one day to just review it. Every day. Every other day, memorize one. In 2 weeks, we'll be finished. And we won't be finished the lesson in 2 weeks, probably. More than likely. If you memorize all these patterns in one day, mashallah, I'll see if I can find a not, what do you call a counterfeit is one that's no good, right? What's the real one? A real big bill. Take you out to lunch or something. Not the counterfeit one, right? That counterfeit one we got, Abdul Karim? Not that one. We're not going to give you that one. That one is no good. I'm not going to give it to you, but I have it here. I can let you look at it. After the class, I'm going to let you look at this. Okay, Dawood? Let you look at it. It's counterfeit. Don't try to spend it. It's no good. Yes, it's a counterfeit 20. They didn't get me, but they got us. They gave it to a Muslim. It looked real. From close, it looks real. What you say, is it real or not?
Real.
Okay, give it back. Because we're going to get distracted with this now. But he says it looks real. So we could give it to him and get over, no problem.
I was in the store the other day, somebody tried to...
And he did like this too. Real. That means he doesn't know what he's looking for.
I do.
Well, what you should have been looking for is not there. I don't see it. So I don't know how you claim that it's real.
And if you see the face at the front, that means...
Well, guess what? There's no face at the front. There's no face here. It should be right here. In a real 20, it should be right here. It's not there. And plus, it doesn't have the line that should be right here. And plus, this color right here is fake on this 20 number right here. And plus, this is too smooth here. It doesn't have any texture. Huh? I know, you don't feel it. It's nothing there.
Dude tried to come in the store one time with 100, and he displayed himself because he came in and he said, "Yeah, it's real."
Oh,
just out of nowhere. And yeah, what he doing? He's like, "Hold on, it's fake. Get out of my store." But he before he even bought it, he said, "Yeah, it's real. Let me change it." He's like, "Come on."
Yeah, he's a fool. Okay, Dawood, no problem. We're gonna let you escape because how old are you now? 11. Okay, when you reach 12, we're gonna hold you accountable. Yeah, of course. We're going to teach you today, inshallah, after the class. Then that way you're going to know it. Nobody's going to be able to get you. You make sure you learn it well and protect your sister and your family. I don't let nobody give you all no 20s, no fake ones. Taib. Okay, so we're on page 33. English Key, book number 1, lesson 13, part A. Okay, like I said, you need to memorize these 8 patterns. For broken plurals, you need to memorize them. Before we finish this lesson, I advise you to try to memorize at least every other day one of them with examples. And inshallah, I'll send you some notes with more examples. So that way, you can work with it and try to memorize as many examples as possible. This will help you. If you forget one, you remember another one. You can always associate them together. Okay, let's read. Page 33, part A. In this lesson we learn, number 1, the first thing we're going to learn in this lesson is what? We're going to learn the plural of nouns and adjectives. Okay? In English, adjectives have no plural form. In English, we say good man and good men. For man, which is singular, and men, which is plural, you say good. You don't make good plural, right? In English. But in adjective, in Arabic, even adjectives have plural form. In Arabic, adjectives have plural forms. And we're going to have to learn them. Okay? In English, we have 2 kinds of plural form. Number 1, sound. And number 2, broken. And you have sound plural, and you have broken plural. It's not so common in English, but in Arabic it's more common. But in English you have it also, sound and broken. What do we mean by sound and broken? By sound we mean that you just add S on the end. You don't change the word at all. By broken we mean there's something changed in the actual original form of the word. Not just adding S to the end, but the word is changed in some kind of way, okay? So in the sound plural, the word retains its original form. For example, book, it remains book, you just add S, it becomes books. Pen, it remains pen, exactly. By just adding S, it becomes pens, right? In the broken plural, the original form of the word is changed to some extent. He says to a great extent, I say to some extent. For example, man, it doesn't remain as M-A-N, it becomes M-E-N. So the basic form of the word actually changed within it. It becomes men. Woman, woman. Type. In Arabic, we have these two kinds of plural form, sound and broken. We have both types. It's very common in Arabic, and the forms are very different. The sound plural is either masculine or feminine. We're talking about Arabic. There's masculine sound plural, and there's feminine sound plural. What do we mean by masculine sound plural? We mean, masculine sound plural, I'm saying, we mean by it, we mean a sound plural that's for referring to something masculine. A noun or an adjective that's referring to something masculine. It's sound because the form of the word doesn't change within it at all. We don't add anything to the beginning of it as a prefix. And we don't add any letters or change any of the letters within it. Consonants or vowels. We don't change anything within it. It remains intact. And the only thing we're going to do is add to the end of it a suffix. But the basic form of the word remains the same. Okay? The basic original structure of the word remains the same. We just add a suffix to the end of it. So the sound plural is either masculine or feminine. The sound plural, masculine, the sound masculine plural has una as an ending. For example, Muslimun becomes Muslimuna. Mudarrisun becomes Mudarrisuna. Huh? Kafirun becomes, this is not in the book, Kafiruna. Munafiqun becomes what? Munafiquna. Like this. Mu'minun becomes Mu'minuna. This is the sound plural. That is easy, right? It's nothing to it. It's easy. There's una. The feminine sound plural has at, atun ending. For example, muslimatun becomes muslimatun. Muslima becomes muslimat. Huh? Muslima becomes Muslimat. Muhandisatun becomes Muhandisatun. Okay? Muhandisa becomes Muhandisat. Alright, so what happens to it? The Tarmabuta is changed to an open ta. And the Fatta before the Tarmabuta becomes a long vowel. So Muslima becomes Muslimat with ta, open ta on the end. Alright? Note that in this plural form, the singular has short A before the T, yani before the Tarmabuta. Muslimatun. Muslima. And the Ta is the round Ta, yani Ta Marbuta. Whereas in the plural form, the A is long. Instead of Muslima, it becomes Muslimat. And the Ta is open Ta, instead of the closed Ta or round Ta, Tarmabuta. In pronunciation, the only difference between the singular and plural is the shortness and length of the A. Yani, Muslima, Muslimat. Naam. Alright, so this is the sound plural, masculine and feminine. The sound masculine plural, you add una, kafirun, kafiruna. Feminine sound plural, you add at, Muslima, Muslimat. Mudarrisa, Mudarrisat. Muhandisa, Muhandisat. Like this, okay? That's simple, right? Jayid, that's the sound plural. So we finished with that. Now we want to look at the broken plurals. This is what we really need, we're going to have to study. Sound plural, alhamdulillah, There's no difficulty. Don't forget what you have to do. It's very easy for silent plurals. But the broken plurals, you have to memorize the patterns. Whenever you learn a word that has a broken plural, you have to memorize the broken plural form for that word. There's no way to just look at the word and say, okay, this word, it looks like this, so the broken plural is going to be from this pattern. We're going to study 8 patterns in this lesson. And you don't know which pattern goes to a word except you just memorize it. When you learn this word, you learn this pattern with it. Alright? Alaykum salam. We're going to look at 8 patterns here, and we're going to memorize some of them. We're going to memorize examples with each pattern. Now let me just warn you, in the book, right? Well, let's read. Okay, top of page 34, the broken plural. This is called Jam at-Taksir. Jam at-Taksir. Jam at-Taksir. Oops, I erased one that I didn't intend to. Okay, which word did I erase? فؤلاء صديق. صديق. أم هي وات أخ. Alright. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about broken plural is جمع التكسير. تكسير. جمع التكسير. Alright. جمع التكسير from كسرة. It's from what? كسرة. كسرة means to break something. This is what? جمع التكسير. Broken plural. It says, the broken plural. Unlike English, the broken plural is very widely used in Arabic. All the time. There are more than 20 patterns of the broken plural. More than 20. Not 20, more than 20. Some are given in this lesson. 8 of them are given in this lesson. These are. The first one is what? فُعُولٌ فُعُولٌ. The pattern, when we talk about patterns, what we are actually talking about, we're talking about these three letters which are always used in Arabic for patterns. Fa, Ayn, and Lam. Fa, Ayn, and Lam. Fa'ala. So these three letters are used for a pattern. What pattern? The first pattern we have? Fu'ul. So you have Fa with Dhamma, then you have Ayn with Dhamma and Wow, and then you have the Lam. Okay, so it becomes Fu'ul. On the pattern of Fa'ala, the first letter, the Fa letter, takes Dhamma. The second letter, the Ayn letter, takes Dhamma, Wow, and then the last letter, the Lam letter, takes Tanween. Alright, Fu'ul. So what do we mean by this pattern? We mean the first letter of the word takes Dhamma, the second letter takes Dhamma and Wow. Fu'ul. Okay? For example, if we take this word here, Najmun, right? Let's take this word, Najmun. Noon, Jim, and Mim, right? So how do we do the pattern for this word? Okay? We said the pattern is Fu'ul. The first letter takes what? Dhamma. The second letter takes what? Dhamma and Wow. And the last letter takes Dhammatain. So this word will be what? Nujumun. So the plural of Najmun on the wazn of Fu'ul, Fu'ul becomes Nujum. Nujum. Alright? Nujum. Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Okay, so this is the first pattern that they give us, Fu'ul. From the word Najmun, it becomes Nujum. Look underneath the Arabic Fu'ul, you see this strange, I don't know what to call it. Looks like 1U, 2U, 3-U-N, and it has a footnote 1, right? The numbers 1, 2, and 3 refer to the first, second, and third letters of the word. What I say to you about this, if you don't understand what that means, Alhamdulillah, praise Allah and thank Him, that you don't understand what that means. And cross it out, and don't pay any attention to it. And you'll be saved a lot of trouble, wasted time. Okay? These numbers 1, 2, and 3 and all of this code language, what do we need it for? We're reading Arabic already. We don't need transliteration now. You have the Arabic pattern for all. Fa represents the first letter of the root of the word that you want the plural of. Okay? Ayn represents the second letter. And Lam represents the third letter. Forget about this nonsense here. Okay? Just leave it. Forget about it. Don't pay any attention. Just look at the Arabic pattern for all. And what's written underneath it, don't pay it any mind. Naam. Fa'ulun. Naam. Fa'ulun. You pronounce it fa'ulun. Naam. Alright? Fa'ulun. But of course, the tanween may change. Because you may get alif lam, and then it won't be lun, right? And it may be found in a preposition, the word, so it may not take dhamma. It may take kasra. So it's not going to always be the tanween, dhamma tain on the end. It's not always going to be dhamma tain. If the word, this pattern, this word nujum, if it has alif lam, it's not going to be tanween on the end. It's going to be a single vowel, right? If it's following a preposition, it's not going to be dhamma, it's going to be kasra. So the tanween, dhamma tain on the end is not constant. What's constant is this part. The first letter always takes dhamma, the second letter is going to take dhamma. Wow. Alright? As far as the tanween, it's part of the pattern. What this is part of the pattern. What is in blue? Bamma, bamma, wow. That's the pattern. As far as the tanween is not really part of the pattern. Because that tanween may be replaced. The tanween may be replaced. Because the word and nujum, for example, stars, right? What if we were to say these stars? It will be an nujum. There's not going to be any tanween here. Okay? And what if you said fi an nujum? It's not going to be tanween here. It's not going to be dhamma here. It's going to be kasra. Okay? So this is not constant. That's what I'm saying. That's not constant. The dhamma and the dhamma wow is constant. Nujum is the plural of najmun. But if it has alif lam, it's not going to be an nujumun. It's going to be an nujumu. Okay? If you say fi and nujum, it's going to be fi and nujumi. It's going to be kasra. So it's not always going to be dhamma. This ending here, I'm not really paying attention to this ending because it's not always going to be dhamma. And it's not always going to be tanween. That's the point. Okay, inshallah, as we go through it, it'll become a little bit more clear. As we go through it, inshallah, it'll become a little bit more clear. Okay, we'll start with this. We'll go on from here. All right. This is the first pattern that they give us. The second pattern they give us is fu'ul. Kitab. Fu'ul. In this pattern, this is the first letter, fa. Second letter, ayn. Third letter represents the lam of the word that you're talking about. All right? So what happens in the first letter, it's always going to take dhamma. The second letter is also going to take dhamma. Not like this one with a wow, short vowels. And then the third one, of course, it's not always going to be tanween. It's not always going to be dhamma. Alright? But this is what the pattern contains. First letter takes dhamma, second letter takes dhamma. So if, for example, we have the word kitab. Okay? And kitab has the letters kaf, it has ta, and it has ba. Alright? So according to this pattern, what's supposed to happen here? According to this pattern, what is supposed to happen? The first letter should take what? Dhamma. And the second letter should take what? Dhamma. Alright? So it's going to be what? Kutubun. So the plural of kitab is kutub. Huh? Didn't you learn as a child in the Muslim countries amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi. Kutub, his revelations, right? Kutubihi. So kutub is the plural of kitab. Kutub is the plural of kitab. Alright? So this is the second pattern that they give us. Fu'ul. Fu'ulun. Fu'ul, kutub. Huh? Kutubihi wa rusulihi. Rusul is the plural of rasul. Rusul. Also in the same pattern of what? Fu'ul. Fu'ul. Dhamma dhamma. Kutub. Rusul, like this. Okay, we're going to see a lot of examples as we go along. We just want to go through a little bit here. Okay, the third pattern they give us is fi'al. The third pattern is what? Fi'alun. Fi'al. What's going to be constant? The first letter is going to take kasra. The second letter is going to take fatha alif. And the third letter is going to take the tanween or whatever, according to how it came in the sentence. Okay? But what's constant? It's kasra, fatha alif. So for example, for this word Jabal, right? For this word Jabal, we have Jim, we have Ba, and we have Lam, right? Alright, so according to our pattern, our wazn of Fi'al, the first letter is going to take what? Kasra. The Jim is going to take Kasra. The second letter is going to take what? Fatha Alif. So it's going to become what?
Jibalun.
Okay, Jibalun. Huh? What is it? Mountains. Mountains. Jibal. We're going to see more examples, inshallah. Now.
When do you bring in the alif? When? On that word?
Okay, let's look at it. Remember that what we're talking about in patterns, we're talking about three letters. Fa, Ain, and Lam. Okay, this is the root of our pattern. The Fa, the Ain, and the Lam. What you see here is added. In the first letter, it takes kasra. The second letter is always going to take fatha alif for words that are on this pattern of fi'al. Any word that comes under this pattern, it's going to always take the second letter, is always going to take fatha alif. The second letter is always going to take fatha alif. The thing is, when you learn a word, like this word here, jabalun, you have to learn that jabal is on the wazn of fi'al. So it's going to become plural, jabalun, going to become what? Jibalun. Jibalun.
So we need to memorize it.
Okay, when you learn the word rajul, rajul, which means what?
Man.
A man, rajulun. When you learn rajul, remember rajul comes with jabal. It's on the same pattern of fi'al. So rajul, the plural of rajul is going to be what?
Rijal.
Rijal. Always going to take fatha alif on the second letter. Okay, because on the pattern of what? Fi'al. So if I say, give me a plural on the pattern of fi'al, you're going to say, Jabal, Jibal. Rajul, Rijal. You're going to say like that, okay? On the pattern of what? Fi'al. And we're going to get more examples, inshallah. Okay, the fourth one is the pattern fu'al. Fu'al. The pattern, fu'al. The first letter is fa. Second letter is ayn. Third letter is lam. So the first letter is always going to take dhamma. The second letter is going to be doubled with shadda, and it's going to get fatha alif, long vowel. So how many things are going to happen here? The first letter is going to get dhamma. The second letter has two things happening to it. It's going to be doubled with shadda, and it's going to get fatha alif, long vowel. Fu'al. Fu'al. Alright? So for example, we have this word here. We have the word tajirun. What is a tajirun?
Merchant.
A merchant. What is the root of it? Ta, jim, and ra. Ta, jim, and ra. Okay. On the wazn of fu'al. What are we going to do with this first letter, ta?
Dhamma.
What are we going to do with the second letter, jim? Shadda, and then? Shadda, fatha, alif. So it's going to become what? Tujjarun. Tujjar. So tujjar is the plural of tajir. Tujjar. All right? And the same wisdom we have this word, Hakim. Hakim means a ruler. What if we, if Hakim, if I told you Hakim is on the wazn of Fu'al, so how would you make this word, Hakim? What would you do with it? Dhamma? Kaf? What are you going to do with the Kaf? Shadda? Fatta Aleph. So it's going to become what? Hukam. So Hukam means the rulers, the Hukam. It's illegal, unlawful, haram to make khuruj on the hukam. Who's the hukam? Plural of hakim, the rulers. The people who make khuruj on the hukam, we call them what? Khawarij. Khawarij. And that was the lecture last night that some of you missed. You missed it, I'm telling you. Is that right? MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Very, very wonderful lecture the brother gave last night. Now, Brother Abu Abbad, mashallah.
You said to make khuruj ala al-hukam.
Naam.
What about the hukam with the kafir?
Hukam is a kafir?
I think we have an akif with the kafir. Just like in some state we have a non.
Naam.
Can we make, when they treat us injustice, can we make khuruj ala al-hukam?
No. No, this is, requires a lot of discussion. Now is not the time for it. But the important thing is that we never do anything. We never do anything. Even though we have been commanded to enjoin the good and forbid the wrong, we never do it if the consequence of doing it is worse than the evil that we're trying to remove. We have to weigh the maslaha and the mafsada. So the hacker is a kafir and he has an army. And when the people make khuruj against him, he kills all the Muslims. Those who rebelled against him and those who didn't. Nah, it's not permissible. It's not permissible. This is what the Khawarij do. They make rebellion against the ruler. And they cause innocent people to be slaughtered and killed. Now it's different. It's different. If the people are actually able to remove the kafir ruler from their land without bringing about a mafsada, a greater harm than the harm of him remaining in there. And this is what we have to be careful about.
Before the Khawarij do Khuruj, I think that most times they always declare the leaders as kufars.
Yeah, they declare the Muslims to be kafirs, even though they're Muslims, and they claim that they're kafirs, and this is the excuse so that they can make Khuruj. Allah musta'an. May Allah save us from these ignorant and evil people. Who the Prophet ﷺ called what? Kilab al-Nar. Kilab al-Nar. Kilab is on the pattern of what? Fi'al. From Kalb, Fi'al. Don't we have Fi'al here? We will come to it, inshallah. Naam. Naam, like Rijal, Fi'al. Naam, Kilab, from Kalb. Like Rijal, like Jibal. Naam. Taib. Fu'al, right? Okay, that's four. The next wazn is Af'al. Af'al. Okay, we have here what? Af'alun. Okay, this one, we have to pay attention, right? Careful. There's a couple of things happening here. The first thing is we're adding to prefix to the letter. We're adding a prefix. And then we also have a long vowel here. Right? So, we have the fa of the letter, the first letter taking sukoon. But before that, we're going to put a hamza with fatha. So the first thing that we're going to do with this pattern here, afa'al, we're going to put a hamza with fatha. First. Then we're going to put sukoon on the first letter of the original root of the word. Then on the second letter of the root of the word, the ayin of it, we're going to put fatta alif. Okay, so we have hamza being added to the beginning, sukoon, fatta alif. This pattern is what? Hamza with fatha. Sukoon on the first letter of the original word, and then we have fatta alif on the second letter of the word. Fatta alif. So it becomes af'alun. Af'alun. Okay, so here we have what? We have Now we have qalamun. Okay, the root of qalamun is qaf, lam, and meem, right? So what are we going to do to make it fit this pattern of af'al? The first thing we're going to do is what? We're going to put alif, hamza with fatta, and then sukun on the first letter, and then fatta and alif on the second letter. So you have what? Aqlam. I should have put this a little bit differently, right? No problem. Aqlam. Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. MashaAllah, before they got us on the other side over there. Huh? Bill Kareem saved us. They were getting ready to send us a note telling us we put sukun. Alright, so the plural of qalamun on this pattern of af'al is aqlamun. 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 Okay? What is the plural of qalam? Aqlamun. Aqlamun. Tayyib. The next pattern is what? Fu'ala'u. Fu'ala'u. Notice in this pattern, notice in this pattern that the end of the word does not have tanween. This is very important to pay attention to. The end of this word does not have tanween. Why is it doesn't have tanween? Because some broken plural patterns are mamnu' min as-sarf. Some broken plural patterns are mamnu' min as-sarf. That means they don't take tanween. They don't take tanween. So this one and the one following it, fu'ala'u and af'ila'u, these two patterns are mamnu' min as-sarf. That's why they don't have tanween. So pay attention to these two patterns and remember, they are mamnu' min as-sarf. They don't take tanween. Alright, so as far as this one, fu'ala'u, the first letter fa takes dhamma. The second letter, the ayn, takes fatha. Fatha. The third letter, lam, takes fatta alif. Fatta alif. And then it's followed by hamza, which is written on the line. The hamza that does not have a seat. It's not written on alif, not written on waw, not written on. Yeah. Anything. Now. Alright? So this pattern takes bamma, fatha, fatha, alif. Hamza. Single vowel. So it's a lot of stuff happening there, okay? A lot of stuff happening there. Bamma, fatha, long vowel, fatha, alif, hamza on the line. This is the pattern of fu'ala'u. So, for example, this word zamil, the root of it, triliteral root is what? Zay, meem, and lam. So, if we want to put it on the wazn of fu'ala'u, fu'ala'u, we're going to do what? Dhamma. Fatha. Fatta alif, hamza, single vowel. So it becomes what? Zumala'u. Zamil, zumala'u. Zumala'u. Keeping in mind that this pattern, please make a note of this, it's mamnu' min as-sarf, it does not take tanween. Okay, the next pattern is af'ila'u. What? Af'ila'u. On this pattern, also we have some lot of changes. Af'ila'u. The first thing that we have here is hamza with fatha. Fatha. Okay, so we have Hamza wa Fatha. Then we have the first letter of the original word takes sukoon. The second letter of the original word takes kasra. Huh? What did I say? Fatha? Kasra. Kasra. The third letter of the original root takes fatha, alif, long vowel, followed by an added extra hamza on the line. This wazn is also mamnu' min al-sarf. It's also mamnu' min al-sarf. Alright? So, for example, if we had this word, sadiqun, right? What letters do we have? Sad, dal, and qaf. Right? So if we were to put it on the wazn of af'ila'u, af'ila'u, the first thing we have to do is what? Hamza wa fatha. First letter of the original word takes what? Sukoon. Second letter takes what? Kasra. Third letter takes what? Fatha. Alif. And we add extra hamza. What is dhamma? Single vowel. So it becomes what? Asdiqa'u. Asdiqa'u. So sadiqun, the plural of it. Ala wazn af'ila'u. Asdiqa'u. Asdiqa'u. And the last pattern is fi'latun, which is a rare pattern, and there are not a lot of examples, but inshallah we'll see some. Okay, fi'latun. So we have the word akhun. And the root of this word akhun is what? Hamza and kha, right? So what do we do with this pattern? The pattern is fi'latun. The first letter takes kasra. The second letter takes sukoon. The third letter takes fatha. And the last letter is added, is a tarmabuta. We add this tarmabuta. Alright? So fi'latun, what are we going to do here? The first thing we're going to do in the first letter, what is it going to do? It's going to take kasra. And the next letter is going to take what? Sukoon. And then, this word actually, it only has two letters, right? But the original root of it is a waw. Of course, there's no way for you to know that, but inshallah in time it will become clear. And then what did this third letter take? Fatha. And then we're going to add to it what? Tarmabuta. So it becomes what? Ikhwatun. Ikhwatun. Not ikhwatun. Okay, the long vowel is for a different plural, that's ikhwanun. Ikhwanun. This is not ikhwan, this ikhwa. Short vowel, ikhwatun. Okay, so this is the last pattern that we're going to take in this lesson, fi'latun. And we have, for example, akhun, ala wazn fi'latun, ikhwatun. Alright, these are the patterns. The student is advised to learn the plural form for every new noun and adjective he or she learns. Learn the plural form as you learn the new words. If you don't learn them as you go along, they will pile up on you and you can get lost. Okay, we're going to look at these plurals in the first exercise of this lesson, inshallah, today, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And hopefully, we will see a lot of examples of this, and then we'll practice and we'll go back and forth reading a little bit of it. But before we do that, we're going to look at the rest of the points that are in this lesson. There are four more points in this lesson, and they're minor points, but anyway, we're going to go through them quickly. We're going to go through them quickly. Okay, the second point of this key, the plural of hadha and hadhihi is ha'ulai. Okay? Ism ishara for things that are near. Masculine or feminine. Hadha and hadhi, the plural for both of them is the same. Ha'ulai. Ha'ulai. Tayyib?
No.
For example, hadha tajirun. This is a merchant. Ha'ulai tujjarun. Tajir, we had here, right? Ala wazn what? Fu'al. Tujjar. We shed down the second letter. Tujjarun. Haulai tujjarun. Feminine. Hadihi mudarrisatun. This is a lady teacher. plural, هؤلاء مدرسات. That's a sound, feminine plural. مدرسة, مدرسات. مدرسة, مدرسات. هؤلاء, notice that the plural for masculine is the same as the plural for feminine things that are near هؤلاء. Note that هؤلاء is mostly used with human beings. It's mostly used for human beings. Its use to refer to non-human beings is rare. In Arabic language, normally you don't use this plural for things that are غير عاقل, for non-humans. See lesson 16 to find out what word to be used with non-human beings. When we go to lesson 16, when we get there, we will see that for non-human things, غير عاقل, we have a whole different system for plurals. Different system altogether. We'll study that as a lesson, inshallah. Point number 3. So what are we saying here in point number 2? That the plural for هذا, masculine, and feminine, هذه, for things which are near, the plural for both of them is the same, داود. It's هاولاي. Alright? Number 3. The plural of هو, he, is هم. The plural for هو is هم. That means they, masculine. Like هم مسلمون. They are Muslims. Unlike the singular huwa, the plural hum is used to refer only to human beings. For example, huwa mudarrisun. He is a teacher. Hum mudarrisuna. They are teachers. What did we say here? Unlike the singular huwa, the plural hum is used to refer only to human beings. Meaning, we said before, huwa and here means he or it is. And here means she or it is, right? But hum is not referring to things, it only refers to people. If we're referring to things in the plural, we're going to see in lesson 16 that we're going to use the feminine singular. We're not going to use hum. We're not going to use hunna if it's feminine. Alright? The plural of hu, his, is hum. For example, aina baytuhum, where is their house? Abuhum, tajirun shahirun, their father is a famous merchant. Notice, in baytuhum, their house, and in the other sentence, abuhum, their father. Note that the words for they and their have the same form. In other words, if you're using the possessive pronoun baytuhum or abuhum, right, which means their house or their father, it's the same form as the independent pronoun hum muslimun. This is different in the singular, right? You have huwa and possessive pronoun you have baytu hu. You have here and possessive pronoun you have baytu ha. Okay? But here, for whom, the same form is used. Whether using a possessive pronoun or independent pronoun. Using the same pronoun. Even though in one case it means them, and in the other, I mean they, and in the other case it means their. Their house, their book. Okay? So this is just something to pay attention to, that sometimes the possessive pronoun is of the same form as the independent pronoun. Sometimes it has the same form. Doesn't change. Number 4, we have learned ذهب, he went. Now they went is ذهبوا. Note that there is an aleph at the end of the word which is not pronounced. In ذهبوا, there is an aleph written at the end of the word. That aleph is not pronounced. And if a suffix is added to the verb, that aleph is deleted. It's not written. Alright? Note that the pronoun that we have learnt in this part of the lesson is masculine. ذهبوا, plural. They went. We will learn the feminine pronoun in part B of this lesson, which will be ذهبنا, with noon and niswa ending. Alright? So this also is a verb form that we're learning here for the plural of ذهبا, the plural of ذهبوا. And the last thing, بعض, with ضاد, means some. For example, بعضهم, some of them are مدرسون. وبعضهم, some of them are مهندسون, engineers. Okay? So بعض means some. نعم. If you say to somebody, give me بعض أموالك. Give me some of your amwal. What does that mean? Give me some of your money. Then you can say to him, la. Or you can say, naam. لا بس خذ هذا. Take this. Give him at least a dollar or two. No problem, right? He just says some. Now if he came and said, give me all the money, that means he's a stick-up man, right? Naam. But he said, give me some money. That means he asked for some sadaqah. As long as he's not using it to get high or something illegal, you can help people, right? Give him a couple of dollars, no problem. Okay, so now we have here, this is the end of the grammatical points for part A of this lesson. And we have the vocabulary on page 36. We have ism, and it's plural, asma'un. Ism means name, right? In the plural, asma. Going down, we have rajulun, man. The plural, rijal. Ala wazn fi'al. And nasu means people, right? Qasirun means short, and the plural of qisar. Yani ala wazn fi'al. Qasir, qisar. Then we have hajjun, which means a pilgrim, person making pilgrimage to Mecca, and it's plural of hujjaj. Ala wazn fu'al. And then we have sadiqun, friend. It's plural as asdiqa'u, without tanween. Asdiqa'u ala wazn af'ila'u. And then we have al-mat'amu, restaurant, or mess hall. And then we have ibnun, son. Plural of it, abna'un, ala wazn af'alun. And then we have Shaykhun, an old man or learned man, it's plural, shuyukhun, ala wazn, fu'ulun, fu'ul. And then on the top of the next column, we have fata, fatan, a young man, the plural, fityatun, fityatun, ala wazn, fi'latun, like ikhwatun, fityatun, ala wazn, fi'latun. And then we have tawil, tall. Its plural is tiwal, ala wazn fi'al. And then we have talibun, student. Its plural tullabun, ala wazn fu'al. Fu'al, with shadda on the second letter. Then we have jadidun, which means new. And its plural jududun, ala wazn fu'ul. Naam, jayid, fu'ulun. And then we have dayfun, guest, and its plural is duyufun, ala wazn fu'ulun, jayyid. Then we have qaryatun, which means a village, and sometimes in the old days qarya means a city. Naam, as it's used in the Quran. And then we have haqlun, field, a field, like in the farm or something, field where somebody's farming something, and its plural is huqulun, ala wazn fu'ulun, like shuyukhun, like duyufun huqulun, ala wazn fu'ulun. And then we have zamilun, classmate or associate, plural zumala'u. Notice zumala'u does not have tanween, it's mamnu min as-sarf ya Daud. Zamilun, ala wazn fu'ala'u, fu'ala'u. Naam, and then the last word we have is mujtahidun, hardworking, diligent one, and its plural is a sound plural, mujtahidun, mujtahiduna. And that's the end of this key, and inshallah, perhaps right now we can look at the dialogue. Naam, and we don't have a lot of time. This is a long lesson, but la bas, alhamdulillah, we got through some of it. Okay, instead of looking at the dialogue, we're going to come back to the dialogue. Okay, what we're going to do right now, I mean, we're going to change up our format a little bit. And we're going to look at the first exercise. And what I want to do with the first exercise, I don't want to do it now. You can do it for homework. But I want you to look at the first exercise on page 69. We're going to skip the dialogue on page 68. We're going to come back to it in the next class, inshallah. We're going to do it in the next class, the dialogue, and then we're going to do the exercises. But right now, we just want to look at the first exercise, okay? And what I want you to do is, I want you to work with me a little bit. Focus, 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 and let's look at some of these plural words that are in the first exercise. The first exercise says, حول المبتدأ في كل من الجمل الآتية إلى جمع. حول المبتدأ, change or transform the مبتدأ, the subject, in each of the following sentences to a plural. Okay, for example, they have what? مثال, هذا, that's the مبتدأ. طالب is the خبر. This is a student. So they want you to change the مبتدأ to plural. So you got to change هذا to what? هؤلاء. هؤلاء is the plural of هذا and هذه. So you change the هؤلاء in every one of them. They want you to change هذا to هؤلاء. And then when you do that, you have to change the خبر also from طالب to its plural, which in this case is طلاب. So instead of it being هذا طالب singular, we're going to make it plural. We're going to say هؤلاء طلاب. That's what I want you to do for homework. For homework, I want you to read the key again for part A. And then read the dialogue for part A, which we didn't read in class today. And we're going to read it in class next week, but I want you to read it for homework. And then I want you to do the first couple of exercises. Try to do at least the first two exercises of part A. Try to do the first two, and we'll do them together in class, and then we'll finish the rest of them in class, inshallah, part A in the next class, and go on to part B. But for now, what I want to do is just look at these plural words, okay? I'm going to read, and I want you to pay attention to the plural. The first two are on the same pattern, okay? So make a note that these two are on the same pattern. هذا تاجر, you would say, هؤلاء تجار. تجار is on the, who knows what wasn تجار is on? نعم. Okay, it's on our fourth pattern there. In the first, if you look on the board, the fourth pattern is فعال. ضم شد فت ألف. Okay, look at that word. تجار, ضم شد فت ألف. The same pattern as the first word in the example, طلاب. Same pattern, تجار. The next one, number two, هذا حاج, you would say هؤلاء حجاج. On the same pattern as the first two words, حجاج, وعليكم السلام, is ضم شد فت ألف. ضم on حو, شد on جيم, فت ألف is the voweling, you get حجاج. هؤلاء حجاج. هذا حاج, هؤلاء حجاج. Okay, the next one is a new pattern. Okay, هذا رجل, هؤلاء رجال. رجال is on what pattern? The third one, فعال. The third pattern that we have on the board. Third pattern that was in the key. فعال. Okay, it takes كسرة, فتة ألف. رجل, رجال. كسرة, فتة ألف. رجل, رجال. And the next few words are all on this same pattern. فعال. Listen to the sound of it, and when you practice it, try to practice it with a rhythm so that the sound gets locked into your brain, and if you say it any other way, it doesn't sound right. Okay? Okay, هذا كبير, هؤلاء كبار. Okay? فعال كبار. Number five, هذا صغير, هؤلاء صغار. كبار صغار. Number six, هذا قصير, هؤلاء قصار. Okay, كبار صغار قصار. Number seven, هذا طويل, this one is tall, هؤلاء طوال. طوال, طوال is on the same وزن of فعال. Okay, let's go back to number one and just read the words. تاجر تجار. Read them with me. حاج حجاج. رجل رجال. كبير كبار. صغير صغار. قصير قصار. طويل طوال. Okay, let's look at these plurals, just the plural side, okay? On the first wazn we have is tullabun. Say it.
Tullabun.
Tujjarun.
Tujjarun.
Hujjajun.
Hujjajun.
All of these are on the wazn of fu'alun. The next ones are on the wazn fi'alun, okay? Rijalun.
Rijalun.
Kibarun.
Kibarun.
Sigarun.
Sigarun.
Qisarun.
Qisarun.
Tiwalun.
Tiwalun.
Okay, number 8. Hadha waladun. Ala wazn af'al. Awlad. It's ala wazn af'al. The fifth wazn on the board. The fifth one, af'al. Awlad. Meaning it takes hamza in the beginning, then sukoon, then fatta alif. Waladun, awladun. A child, children. Okay, number 8. Hadha ibnun. Ibnun. The plural of it, haulai. Abna'un. Abna'un is on the same wazn, af'alun. As awladun abna'un. Tayyip. Number 10. Hadha ammun. Haulai a'mamun. Ala wazn what? Af'alun. Just like awladun abna'un a'mamun. Number 11. Hadha shaykhun. Haulai shuyukhun. Ala wazn what? Fu'ulun. Fu'ulun is the first wazn that we have on the board. Fu'ulun. Dhamma. Dhamma waw. Fu'ulun. Shaykhun. Shuyukhun. Turn the page to page 70. On the same wazn as shuyukh, you have hadha dhaifun. Haulai duyufun. Haulai duyufun. Like shuyukhun, duyufun are on the wazn of what? Fu'ulun. Number 13. Hadha zamilun. Haulai zumala'un. Zumala'un is on what wazn? Fu'ala'un. That's the sixth wazn that we have on the board or on the key. Fu'ala'u. This one is mamnu min al-sarf. It doesn't take tanween. Zamilun zumala'un. It takes dhamma, fatta, fatta alif, with an added hamza on the line. Number 14. Hadha faqirun. Haulai fuqara'un. Fuqara'un. On the same wazn, fu'ala'u. Fuqara'u. Okay, so you say, hadha faqirun, haulai fuqara'u. طيب, number 15. Hadha ghaniyun. Plural, haulai aghniya'u. Aghniya'u. What pattern is this? Af'ila'u. Af'ila'u. Takes hamza in the beginning. Sukoon, kasra, fatta alif, hamza on the line. This pattern is a complicated pattern. Af'ila'u. Aghniya'u. Next one, 16. Hadha sadiqun. Haulai asdiqa'u. Ala wazn what? Af'ila'u. Af'ila'u. Like aghniya'u asdiqa'u. 17. Hadha tabibun. Haulai atibba'u. This is actually the same wazn af'ila, but it has a doubled letter in this word. It has two ba's. Because it has ba repeated twice, the wazn is not that clear, but it's the same wazn. It's just that the sukoon that should be on of the wazn af'ila, because the sukoon is moved out because of the double ba in the original root of the word. So the first letter after the hamza takes kasra instead of sukoon, but it's still on the wazn of af'ila, except that you have the ba with a shadda. The ba with a shadda because of the word tabib, yarhamukallah. Okay, so this is also the wazn af'ila. Number 18. Hadha fatan. Haulai Fityatun. Fityatun ala wazn what? Fi'latun. The last wazn, number 8. Fi'latun. It takes what? It takes kasra, sukun, ya, ta marbuta. Okay, fityatun. Number 19, hada akhun, on the same wazn of fi'latun, ikhwatun. Number 20, hada jadidun, haulai, jududun. Jududun is on the wazn of what? Fu'ul. Dhamma, dhamma, short vowels. Fu'ul. Judud. Judud. Like what? Rusul. Huh? Like what? Kutub. Naam. Number 21, the rest of the plurals here are sound masculine plurals, which you have to do what? You add una. So you have 21, hadha mudarrisun, haulai mudarrisuna. Number 22, hadha muhandisun, haulai muhandisuna. 23, hadha fallahun, haulai falshadda, fallahuna. Number 24, هذا مجتهدون هؤلاء مجتهدون. Number 25, هذا مسلمون هؤلاء مسلمون. Okay, inshallah, you have your hands full. My advice to you is to get on this lesson, read the key, part A only. Don't worry about part B and C. Read the key to part A. That contains everything that's very important right now. Read the dialogue that we did not read today, inshallah. Somebody remind me, we're going to read it in the class next week in the beginning of the class. Read the dialogue for part A and start doing the first couple of exercises. At least the first two exercises. Try to do them. Okay? Now, exercise number 1 and 2. But the most important thing right now is this week. I don't know how you've been studying in the past. This week, get busy. Please study every single day. Start memorizing these patterns. We have 8 to do. If we finish them in the next 2 weeks, mashallah, that would be excellent. That means if you do 1 every other day, in the next 14 days, you could do 7. And then inshallah, we'll give you 1 more week to do the last one. And review the first 7. Okay, try to memorize 1 pattern every day and memorize it with the examples that came here. Noting that as you go through the first exercise, note that for every pattern, they have at least 2, sometimes 3 or 4 examples. And they're all grouped together. Each pattern is grouped like with the words that's on the same pattern. Every one is at least 2 examples. Alright? So pay attention to that, and inshallah, during the week, I'm going to send you some notes with the patterns and more examples for each pattern. More examples for each pattern. Please pay attention to your email and get those notes and start practicing. Try to do at least 1 pattern every day starting today. Start today. Learn 1 pattern today, review it tomorrow. Learn 1 on Tuesday, review it on Wednesday. Learn 1 on Thursday, review it on Friday. Learn 1 on Saturday, review it before you come to class on Sunday. So you should have at least 4 patterns when you come back next week. Go straight down the line the way they are in the book. Inshallah. Well, it doesn't matter. Do it any way you want to do it. But try to memorize 1 every other day, or as close to that as is possible. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. In the class next week, we're going to start with the dialogue. And then we're going to do the exercises.